could you please respond by August 12th? I kind of feel like this thing's, it's going to hit fast forward real quick, and we're about to find out that based on this proposal that, you know, we've talked about, that the mayor said, hey, I'm trying my best, want to keep this team on the lakefront, but I don't know if this is going to work, and the Browns are heading out to Brook Park. That's kind of the big picture thing. And, you know, give credit to Mayor Bibb. He put an offer out there. Is it a good enough offer to make the Browns want to stay in downtown Cleveland? I don't think so. But that's me. And I don't know, maybe we got to read this letter, this behind-the-scenes letter that the city released to a couple other media outlets, and now it's online. You can see it all over the place. So, I don't know, Jeff. You tell me. I'm talking about it for an hour now.
I would think the Haslams, probably don't appreciate, but aren't overly bothered by the release of all of this stuff. You know, their vice president of football operations sat there in front of media and said, I prefer a dome. So, and you said this earlier. Okay, so maybe that's negotiating in the media. Maybe it isn't. Maybe this. But bottom line is this. We know what it is to have a football team leave the city of Cleveland.
Yeah.
Moving to a dome in Brook Park is not leaving the city of Cleveland. There's a difference. Can we all, let's be frank about that?
I got to be honest, Jeff, I'm absolutely surprised we've had zero phone calls on that today.
You know why? Because people don't.
I don't think they care.
Is the team staying in? And Andy, love the city of Cleveland. You love the city of Cleveland.
Yes.
My career goal was to work in sports in the city of Cleveland. I'm so thankful I've been able to do that. What percentage of our listening audience, of our metropolitan area, lives in the city of Cleveland? It's a region. City of Cleveland is the hub. But this is a region. I mean, if it were just the city of Cleveland, this thing wouldn't be anywhere near as big and cool as it was, and we wouldn't be able to support three big-time professional sports franchises.
I think
it's a region.
I also think we'd be way more efficient if we looked at it like we're a region. Again, if you look at Franklin County and Columbus, the city of Columbus is bigger than Franklin County in some areas that it bleeds out of the county. Because you're talking about city services, you're talking about all those things that work for the suburbs, that they all kind of work together, that it's a lot. It's a different way of thinking about community government. And so, I mean, again, we're talking about lines on a map here at this point. This isn't moving to Baltimore. It's not.
We know what that's all about.
Yeah,
this ain't it.
No.
When the Cavaliers moved to Richfield, Were they no longer the Cleveland Cavaliers? Did people in Cleveland no longer give a you know what about them? No. It was the same deal.
No one would know who Doherty Price is.
Same people who went to Richfield are now coming downtown. And when the people who came to the Cleveland Arena to watch the game, I'll bet they drew an even bigger fan base when they moved to Richfield. I mean, if you're living in Worcester, it's a hell of a lot easier to get to the airport, just come right up 71, than it is to keep coming all the way downtown. And Worcester's in this region.
I look at this, tip my cap to the mayor saying, hey,
sure.
You know what, you're not going to be a mayor that didn't go down with a fight. But as far as trying to keep it within.
He wouldn't be losing the team. I mean, let's all understand that.
No, the city, I mean, we are not losing the team. That's the key. What are you going to say, Mac?
I was going to say the fact that the reason why we're in this position at this point is because of the fact that the original stadium as it was built was rushed. It wasn't funded as well, or they cut corners when it came to some of the cost.
They had to get it up in a hurry.
Exactly. And so seeing, you know, this whole renovation proposal and everything like that, it just feels like trying to a last-ditch effort to try to keep that Band-Aid on there when you're not addressing the actual issue, which is, look, if you're going to build it for 30 years, build it for 30 years. And if you're going to go there with it. That's the way that I'm looking at it. And just reading through this, it feels like there's a lot of fluff, at least in the
letter.
Statement. Yeah, in the letter that's put out. And it just feels like a lot of window dressing.
What do you want to see happen?
I'm ready to go to the Dome. I want to see the lakefront get developed. I want to see the city take the lakefront and make something amazing out of it. We've talked about lakefront development for my entire life. And the only thing I know on the lakefront that's ever really been developed is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it was at Voinovich Park over there.
And the Science Center.
And the Science Center.
And that brings people downtown.
Yes.
So get rid of the stadium, put more stuff there that will bring people downtown, and we're going to have some really cool stuff here.
The city has done an amazing job of turning buildings into apartments. I mean, if you need to keep the stadium, turn it into a giant apartment. Baker Mayfield used to live there.
That was pretty good. Seriously, think about what that area could be without the stadium. The stadium just gets in the way, man.
I
do not get it.
I'm always kind of mesmerized by when we see, like, was there a cruise ship that came down through there a while back that you could? I mean,
Captain Stubing.
I'm just saying, if you wanted to, sail the Great Lakes a little bit more, maybe have some kind of development there.
It'd be really cool.
I'm ready for the bridge to Canada, too. I'm not going to lie. I'm ready for that, too. Maybe that's where you
tunnel. We're already halfway there with those salt mines.
And the bricks are already in place. All they have to do is rearrange them from the old stadium. And so now you can start building
a reef. Stack them up.
They're ready to roll. I feel like this is a last ditch effort for the city we did what we needed to do. And, if I'm the Haslams, I'm like, oh, so you're going to wipe away our $250,000 rent, but yet tell us now we've got to pay the insurance and tax on this
taxes,
thing?
Which is $30 million.
Oh, gee, thanks.
The best thing we have going for us here, Andy, is the Haslams seem to be extremely willing to spend whatever they want, whatever they need to get what they want. And if that's a new dome stadium and a whole repurpose thing like they have in Dallas, like around Lucas Oil, it's not as developed as you would think. Wouldn't you agree? You've been there. Around Lucas Oil, it's not quite as developed as you would think.
No, I thought the same thing back when they had the dome, too.
But they use that facility
all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, I mean, I can go and look online.
It would just be.
Again, it's about more than 10 to 12 dates a year for a building.
And it's not, I'm sorry, man, moving to Brook Park is not like a slap in the face to the city of Cleveland. And if it is, well, then put together a 200-acre plot somewhere here in the city. Because I'm sorry, if you drive around the city, and I don't mean right downtown, just drive just on the edges of downtown. You can't tell me that you can't find 150 acres of land that you could put together and buy stuff up and develop that part of town if you really wanted to keep it in the city limits.
But the thing about Brook Park is that land is there right now.
Except, so what?
Yeah, it's there and ready to go, though. I'm
all right,
saying,
well, rather so
than,
what?
Rather than having that, I mean,
it's easy to clear land, Andy.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan if their houses, even if they're just two or three houses. I'm not a big fan of people that maybe have spent their whole life in a house and they don't want to move and they want to stay there. And
you've seen tons of parts of this city that like the fun. Houses aren't even occupied anymore, and the businesses aren't
there
occupied.
There are some houses that are occupied I feel
question,
for those people.
You're a man of the people.
Yeah,
Andy Baskin for the people.
They're going to offer him a lot of cash for that place, I'll be like, you know what, I'm okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I know, we've had seven generations of Smiths that have lived here. But,
I think I'm moving to Brook Park.
if my house is only worth $200,000, but you're going to offer me $2 million? Okay, well, no, it's your house now.
And here there's 170 acres out there that need put to use now.
Mike's in Cleveland. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Deadlines now, and it feels like we're moving forward on probably what will be a dome. That's the way we're reading into it.
So what I was thinking is, get a dome. You can have it all year round. You can play. You can have, the Rolling Stones play there in the middle of winter. And then where the Brown Stadium is now, build a boardwalk like you should have done for the longest time. The Cargill Station, all that stuff takes up so much awesome lakefront area. Build a boardwalk and have take advantage of the lake like we never do.
Mike, with you on that. I get it. I do think though that if it's gonna for 12 days out of the year, it's gonna take its toll on some of those businesses that are downtown that 100% rely on. I can't. How many
Andy,
businesses
it's like
are
15 days a year, man?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of if you. I don't know how you're surviving if you're living on 15 days a year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for being sensible.
I think this is it, man. I think this.
What would
by
be better?
August 12th, we're going to know that they're moving to a dome at Burke Park.
Put all that money into that thing, and have people come downtown 15 times a year, or let the Haslams build their thing in Brook Park, tear down the stadium, and put up something that people might come to 200 days a year, 250 days a year, 365 days a year, depending on what you put in there. I mean, come on, what's better for the economy of the city of Cleveland?
The hotels downtown are still going to get used.
Might get used more.
If you've got more events, or, you know, rather than just having, you know, the one.
A big rush 15 times a year.
Yeah, you've got steady events that are coming into the city of Cleveland that are ready to roll all year long.
Yep.
One more point?
I was going to say, too, you know, you mentioned Indianapolis. Indianapolis, you know, all these different events, WWE coming in this weekend with SummerSlam,
yeah.
And Indiana, they just had Fastlane, one of their big pay-per-views last year. Now they're getting a WrestleMania coming down the road. So, like, again, another big event that could be coming down when, you know, usually with an open-air stadium, you don't know if you're going to have the weather to play with that.
All I know is if Jimmy Kimmel can have a bowl game, so can Baskin and Phelps. And we want it in the new dome. We want the Baskin and Phelps bowl.
Yes, we do.
Let's go back to baseball here in a moment. So you know what the big story of the day was there when it came to the Browns. But we want to come back and we want to talk about potential help from the minors coming up. Jim Clark from the Akron Rubber Ducks, play-by-play guy, nice enough to push back. We're going to talk to him in 5 minutes right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.